Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. I'm BBD. That's Hoodie Glaber. We're live.
We're back at it.
I had your mic muted. I hit the wrong thing. Now you should be good.
We're back at it.
We're back at it.
Whoa, jeez.
Our actually funky lineup today. You have not seen it.
I haven't seen it yet.
I'll remind you on this show, we will go over the Yankees lineup.
That means I'm going to see it.
Then we'll go over what we're watching for. Then it'll be the pitching path to victory. Took me a second. I always kind of forget that part, and it's like such a big part of the show. Then we will do the homer draft. Then we will pick the over-under, and then we will stand up. Oh, and we'll do premonitions. Yankees lineup. I'm going to put it on the screen.
That would be great.
And then you will be able to see it for the first time.
Haven't
seen it. And I will have you read it.
There we go. Okay. So
if you want to tell the people what we're looking at.
Okay, we have DJ LeMahieu at first base. Aaron Judge in center. Matt Carpenter hitting third. Starting in right field.
Yep.
Let's take a second and process that.
Yep.
Starting in right... Okay. Stanton, he's DHing. Glaber's at second. Donaldson, he's at third. Gallo is starting today.
In left field.
Kiner, shortstop. Higgy, catching.
Sevy on the bump.
Yeah, wow. I can't believe they're starting Carpenter out there. I mean, it's a lot of fun. So what does this mean? Who's sitting? Hicks is sitting.
Rizzo still out with the back stuff.
There it is. Oh, and
I forget exactly what Boone said, but it indicated it'd be a couple days for Riz.
All right. No IL stint, I guess, is good.
Guess no IL stint, and that was like kind of proven with Castro coming back. Well, I guess the 13 pitcher rule, never mind. Ryan Weber got DFA'd today.
Yeah, that's sad again.
Oh, well. Didn't get into a game this time around, I don't think. Oh, no, he did. Cleveland.
He did. I think it was only one inning, though. Yeah, he quickly closed out the game. Like, very quickly.
So, yeah, DJ at first again. I mean, obviously, what I'm watching for is Carpenter playing right field.
Obviously.
I got to give that a good, honest look. Happy he made his way into the lineup.
Yeah, hey, if this is how you got to do it, this is how you got to do it. Because Stanton, he's not going to be playing the outfield every single day. So when he DHs, and we have the Rizzo opening that we have, maneuver some pieces around, get Carpenter in there. I love that he's hitting third, too.
Yeah.
I know Jake's been saying it a lot lately. He's like, you know, sliding up to like the fifth or sixth best hitter on the entire team.
Lately.
Which is unbelievable.
Get him some run.
Yeah, I want to see like what are his numbers going to stabilize to like over a legitimate playing time slate, you know?
Rather than just hitting and spot starting. Is he going to get like exposed with more time to some extent because it's not going to be what we've seen?
No one
is. It's impossible.
Good. Yeah.
We'll Mitch see. Keller on the bump for the Pirates. Their lineup is not out yet.
Oh.
But right-handed Mitch Keller.
That's embarrassing. If you're the home team and your lineup isn't out before the away team, just in my experience of obsessing over when lineups come out, the home team is almost always first. So if you're last as a home team, that's embarrassing.
That's tough.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Anything you're watching for?
Well,
I took the cop out.
Yeah. Probably just IKF's defense at short. It's been very up and down lately.
Yeah.
It's been very...
Felt like we got a solid, like, full week there, and then...
Yeah, he was making, like, really good plays, looking great, and then since then, he's made some bad errors. I don't know. So, especially now that it's July, the calendar's flipping to, is this person part of the solution season? Kiner, we're going to see if he's part of the solution more and more every day by his defense, really, because that's really what it comes down to. The bat is what it is. It's not good, but you can live with it if the defense is good. We know this at this
point. Yeah. It's like the bat is what it is. It's usable if the lineup's going and the defense is plus, but it's not been plus. Whatever, whatever, whatever. Gallo and left. Interesting. Pitching path to victory. Severino on the bump.
So it's looking like it's looking like everyone should be available besides for Lickie.
Yeah, no,
he did an inning
in
2/3 yesterday.
I'd assume we can pretty reliably say no Chapman either for now.
Yeah, probably not. Although, if this thing goes extras or something, I'm sure they could.
You could throw an inning if they need it.
Not that that would be fun. Imagine Chapman with the extra runner. Don't even want to think about
right now.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, even if, like, a lefty lane pops up, you assume they go to Wandy.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, this one should be pretty simple, though. Sevy, for as long as he can go, give it to the good guys. King, Holmes, Wandy, whoever. Pretty simple pitching path today.
Castro's back. Don't have him in my path.
Yeah, they're going to give him a day to, you know, realize he just had a baby and then...
Yeah.
And maybe
available if you need him.
Dad's strength? Are we buying into Castro's dad strength?
It'd be hard not to.
Is he going to be throwing 103 now? 97 mile an hour changeups? We'll see.
Yeah. So I'll pencil in Sevy for six.
Six feels right.
Did that the last two times out. 6-6-5-6 his last four starts.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Sevy, we'll say Wandy, King Holmes.
Sounds good to me.
Get a win.
Got a win today.
They can't you get can't, even in a two game set.
You can't get swept. You can't get swept by the Pirates.
If they had won yesterday without using King or Holmes, I'd have said there's a chance they save one for Boston. But no, you got to win today.
It's going to be they're going to try to win.
Sneaky important to win today. I think that's it. Homer draft. It's the Homer draft. Homer draft is always brought to you by SeatGeek. You can use code PREGAME for $20 off your first order. They got the green bubbles. Green means good. Red bubbles, it means you're probably not getting as good of a deal.
Just pick something very similar with a green bubble.
Yeah.
If you're considering a red bubble.
They got games. They got games on their phone. Concerts. Plays. They got everything. Anything you can buy a ticket to, basically. Check out SeatGeek.
Probably SeatGeekable.
It's likely SeatGeekable. Trying to make a weekend trip to Fenway this weekend. First time Yanks are there. You can be there,
I
want to
do that this summer.
Yeah, I got to get there, man. Homer draft, I believe. It's been a while since a pregame show. Kind of an open slate. I think I had the first pick last time. So I feel like I'll defer to you for the first pick. Everyone's on the board. There was no pregame show
yesterday.
Okay,
got it. Okay, so that being said, I believe as I've done more of these shows, I've learned a rule that we abide by during this special time of day, and that is if Aaron Judge is on the board and the your opponent didn't pick him the day before or something like that, you'd be a fool not to pick him. So I'm taking Aaron Judge. Am I right with that?
Yeah.
Am I getting my rules down?
That's a good pick. I will take Carpenter and Stanton.
That's a fun slate. So I think I'm gonna go Glaber.
I like that.
He's obviously had some of the best power on the team this year. Feels pretty obvious. All right.
I like that. I like that pick. I almost went with Glaber instead of Carpenter, but then I remembered I was really excited to pick Carpenter when I saw the lineup. So I went with Carpenter.
I don't blame you at all. Carpenter, right field Carpenter is a lot of fun.
Trying to get us to the next segment. I got to pull up an app to do it. Over under. The line is 8.5.
It was 8.5 last time I did the pregame show.
It was.
And remember that game, it was like 8 after like 4 innings, and then no more runs were scored.
Held.
And I went with the over. I was kind of mad about it.
Yeah, I rode with you.
So tonight, Sevy on the bump, a Matt Carpenter middle of the order game. That's a tough one, because I feel like the Yanks are going to score a lot and the Pirates aren't.
Hmm.
Yeah, you know what? I'm feeling the under. I'm feeling Sevy brilliance, even if the Yanks have a great game. And we are saying they're ready to unleash their good bullpen guys.
Yeah.
So with all that being said, yeah, the Yanks could put up 7 runs tonight and it would still be the under, assuming a shutout, which I'm going to do. I'm very confident in this pitching staff tonight.
I'm very confident in the Yankees offense. I'm going over.
Wow.
I think they're embarrassed about
last night.
See,
you just spun
Matt
that
Carpenter.
Like I'm not confident in them when I just said that I was BBD.
That's on you. okay, are you premoing anything? Any premonitions?
Man. Nothing's really coming to mind too strong, but I will say I'm feeling like a Joey Gallo comes in, like on a ball in front of him, like a one hopper to him, and he throws someone out on the base paths, like a Joey Gallo outfield assist.
Ooh.
I don't know. Just like, I don't know.
Mm.
I feel like a lot of my promos usually have to do with Gallo's defense for some reason. I don't know why.
It's on the mind.
Yeah.
I think I've got Higgy.
Oh,
getting like a pop up right by the wall.
It might like be a Higgy homer night. It might be because he's like officially the backup now.
Mm.
Just the way the playing time has been allocated.
Yeah, and it's kind of fully shifted.
Yeah.
And he could work that back to a 50-50 split pretty easy. Like I think if he goes off for like 3 games in a row again, probably get back to it.
Yeah.
Yankees want Higgy. They want to give Higgy chances.
They want Trevino to have fresh legs for October. That's
yeah.
what they want.
Yeah, and having both catchers fresh isn't a bad thing.
Yeah.
Trevino's just been so good.
He's so good.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.